This is the Living from God's Center podcast, episode 013.
Welcome to your Living from God's Center podcast, supporting pastors and ministry leaders weekly to find your God space to live and serve God and others with confidence, peace, and joy. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And now, with today's podcast, here's your host, Dr. Claire Smith, spiritual mentor and prayer coach.
Thank you for joining today, where we will be talking about three reasons why you need speed bumps today. Have you ever been going along very quickly when you were jolted by a speed bump? Boy, oh boy, you had to slow down. Now, depending on the nature of the speed bump, it may have been a mild interruption or a rude awakening, or somewhere in between, for all speed bumps are not equal. You know what I mean? Well, regardless of the type of speed bump, the authorities who put them there decided that we need them to keep us and others from harm. Speed bumps. Indeed, they are not equal. Some are so gentle. I've wondered why the particular municipality bothered to waste time and money to put them there. They're not really speed bumps. Then there were other times when I wondered if they were trying to damage my car. Most of the time, however, their level is just right and they're sloped enough on both sides to slow me down without any concern about any possible damage they may inflict. Say what you like about them. Well-built speed bumps get your attention, make you slow down, and make you more aware of where you are. They're needed because some of us are just careless about our well-being and the well-being of others and are going along mindlessly. Now, for the most part, this carelessness is not intentional, for the most part. We may get sidetracked by our thoughts, by something someone just did, by something on the road. So many reasons. The thing is, we can be so sidetracked that we miss where we are. We can also miss who's around us, what is happening right in front of us. The speed bumps sung the note of caution. A note of caution that's bringing us to an awareness of our surroundings. In addition, when we are cruising along at a brisk pace and suddenly the speed limit changes, decreases, we can miss that. We miss that we've entered a space with more people, especially children, who can be unpredictable, and we keep moving along briskly. The speed bump will cause us to slow down and pay attention. What about you? Do you find the speed bumps useful as you drive along? I know that I do. I need them on the road. They may seem like a nuisance in the moment, but the truth is, they're not. They're just timely pointers to keep us on track. What about your life? Do you need speed bumps in your life? I certainly do. We need speed bumps in our lives, spiritual speed bumps, that is. Otherwise, we will travel heedlessly along. This is easy to do, especially now as we move into the school year with the pace picking up or in the process of picking up at our churches and various ministries. The congregation is getting back or is back from summer vacation. You know, the committees are back on their regular schedule. The choir is back in full swing. You're completing or have completed your plans for your next sermon series if you're preaching. Some are working on small groups, Bible studies, and the school lessons. It's a time for having everything and everyone in place. More people will be calling on you than during the summer, unless you're leading a camping ministry or something of that nature. All in all, the summer slump is over, and it is full speed ahead. This is an exciting time, no doubt. It's nice to have everybody back at church in the ministry and have that sense of buzz and busyness that can be fulfilling. Foot on the gas, straight ahead. As you press on the gas to go forward, the question is, do you need speed bumps and do you need them today? And when you hear speed bumps from now on, we're talking about spiritual speed bumps. Revving up and pressing the gas pedal, the accelerator, without speed bumps in place can be risky. As you kick off this new season in your church's life, without those speed bumps, it can be fraught with danger. Let's look at three reasons why you need these speed bumps so that you and your church, your ministry, have a great year ahead with God, each other, and out in the world. The first reason why we need speed bumps and we need them today has to do with missing people. It's easy to miss people in ministry. Now, this may seem like a strange thing to say. After all, you're dealing with people all the time. They come to see you in your office. If you're pastoring, you shake their hands after service. You meet with the leaders. You visit your members. And the list of interactions goes on. The list goes on, sorry. You interact with people all the time. How could you miss them? Well, it's easy. I said that already, didn't I? Here are two ways in which this could happen, this missing people. One, there are a lot of details in the mechanics of ministry, more than most people realize, and people can become blended into the details. They're part of the agenda, part of the cogs in the machinery, they're essential, and you value them at a level. However, at another level, as you move, seeking to live the vision, achieve the goals, fulfill the mission, these, the vision, the goals, the mission, can take on a life of their own. When that happens, we start to see people in relation to how they fit into these rather than for themselves. Are they fulfilling these things? Are they doing those part? Are they doing their part to keep those things moving? Those are actually important questions. Nevertheless, what these questions miss is the well-being of these same people. What is their health like? What's going on with them? If they're not participating, why are they not participating? Is it because of a health issue, spiritual, physical, emotional, and so on? What's happening with their families? Without these questions, we are missing the people. And without speed bumps, we may not even ask these questions. We'll simply move on to the next willing set of people, the next program, and ignore what may well be signs of spiritual disease. The other related way in which we miss people is missing their pain and struggles. Or, you know, people put up a good face when they show up in church or some other ministry. They think that is what they are expected to do, maybe even supposed to do. And without the speed bumps, we may be going so fast that we miss signs of pain and struggle. We may not even know what is endemic in the community that may be impacting our members. Speaking about disease and the pain and the struggle, what about yours? Are you missing you? We also need the speed bump to regularly examine where we are with God. Get our physical, emotional, and spiritual check in. Ill health of any sort in a pastor or other ministry leader is contagious. It will spread and impact our ministries. When that happens, we limit the work of God. Of course, there is grace. The grace of God. What would we do without that? Thank you, Lord. However, we need to build some speed bumps so that we do not miss people or ourselves. Let us not allow the details of ministry, large, small, or in between, as well as the content of ministry, to obscure our well-being and that of others. Let us see God's people, keep them front and center. Of course, we could see people and still be sidetracked, and that is the second reason that we need speed bumps, sidetracked. Here's the thing. In spite of all our good intentions, life and particularly ministry, it's filled with the unpredictable. We don't have any control over when people get ill. We have no control over death, over failures in the infrastructure and logistics that take us down a different path at a moment's notice. Someone may show up without notice, without letting us know, and it may be because of a crisis or they just couldn't be bothered to let us know. Those are things we have no control over. And so we can get sidetracked in terms of what we are to do as these things pop up. We miss some things as we tend to what seems to need our immediate attention. And so we leave some things behind and lose sight of our priorities. Then we are playing catch up, caught in a never-ending loop. We also get sidetracked in terms of the vision, mission, and goals, and we go down a lane of futility. Not good. Moreover, when we are sidetracked, we are in danger of missing what is right in front of us. Think about it. You can't look at two places at the same time. No, some things can wait a little, some cannot. But when we move from thing to thing, from the planned to the unplanned, to the anything and everything, you name it, it is easy to get sidetracked from what God has set out for us to do. We're like the driver who comes to a detour in the road, takes the detour, gets enamored by the scenery, and forgets to get back onto the road to their destination. Or maybe the scenery isn't that wonderful, but there is construction, so the driver has to maneuver carefully and misses their turn, their exit, without even realizing. Sidetracked. It is not only the unplanned that throws us off. Sometimes we get sidetracked by our thoughts, by something someone did, or something someone said. You know what's really sad? Often it is the little things that throw us off when it comes to what we hear and what we think, and even sometimes what we do. But in terms of what we hear, we allow one little comment to mess with our heads, mess with our day, mess with our spirits. Without speed bumps, these suck the life out of us, out of our ministry. The air goes out of our balloons and we just drag along, waiting for the next blow. We are sidetracked, needing those speed bumps. So, what causes you to be sidetracked? Is it the unexpected, the stuff for which you cannot plan life events? Is it what people say? Do you get sidetracked when you realize you forgot some detail that at the end of the day is a detail that doesn't add life to anyone? You need your speed bumps. We all do. Build them. Build them at the right level with the right gradient for the approach. Remember, don't forget. The speed bumps will keep us alert, paying attention to what's in front of us so that we do not get sidetracked. Furthermore, if we forget to build our speed bumps, there is a strong possibility that we will forget to pause. And so we come to the third reason why we need speed bumps in ministry. Forgetting to slow down. Life is hectic. There is no getting around it. The technology that helps us also drives our pace of life. Instead of it freeing us up, we add more stuff as we connect with more people and connect with more things and get more alerts and all that stuff that seems good but adds up. Well, many of us do. Maybe you don't. Added to that, everyone is busy around us. The people to whom we minister often are living life at a crazy pace, and we are trying to get up, to keep up with them. We're also trying to hold their attention in a time of short attention spans and many competing options. We can forget to slow down. Or we may think we can't slow down. I don't know which is worse. What do you think? Truth be told, sometimes we do need an accelerated pace. Sometimes we need to keep moving and moving quickly. The big question is, what happens when we fail to slow down? Consider the car. You know, that thing we drive that gets us from point A to point B. A necessity for many and a source of pride and joy for some. Or it may be that you drive a truck, I don't know. But you know what your transportation comprises. What happens when we forget to take it in for a tune-up? Well, there is the oil issue and the potential loss of an engine, among other things, and that's major. Let's step back and get even more basic. What happens when you forget to stop at a gas station to put in gas and you keep driving? It's funny, isn't it? We know what to do for our vehicles. We know what we need to do. Yet, we miss what we need to do for our bodies, for our minds, for our spirits. We live without wisdom when we do not pause. Here's the thing. It is not that we set out to be unwise. More often than not, we set out with good intentions, but it seemed like such a little thing that we added it without thinking about how it would impact the other things we have to do, including our time with God. It seemed like such a little thing that we said, yes, of course, I can do that, I'll do it. It seemed like such a little thing that we just kept right along, and the next thing you know, we can't slow down the treadmill. Or what about this? Everything is important at the same time and we can't stop, can't step off the fast track. Or what is even worse, the fast track has now become a way of life and we do not know any other way of living, of being. Because we do not slow down, we do not have time to fully understand what is happening around us. We do not have time to rejuvenate. We end up rushing the major things because of the amount of time we spend on those minor things that we really don't need to do. We are not hearing God. We are moving too quickly. In addition, we overload our systems and are headed for the crash unless we stop right now and build those speed bumps. Build them today. Where are the speed bumps? You need them. Build them quickly. If you don't, in your speed, you will miss critical moments, critical needs, critical assignments that God has for you. You will miss people and even get sidetracked. By now you may be wondering, just what are the speed bumps, those spiritual speed bumps? When is she going to tell us what they are and more about them? Wonder no more. In the context of this podcast, spiritual speed bumps are the regular spiritual practices that we build into our lives so that we are able to slow down and hear from God, slow down and rejuvenate, slow down and refocus, slow down and get perspective, slow down and allow the vision to stay alive, slow down and regain the right priorities, and yes, slow down and breathe. When you get right down to it, setting up speed bumps is living from God's center. So how do we build them? That's what this podcast is about, week by week with our guests and at other times like today. In building our speed bumps, regularity is key. I can't tell you how to run your day. You know your circumstance better than I do. But I can say this, and so many of our guests have said this in the interviews. Start and end with God. Have intentional times during the day, in addition, when you pause to connect more deeply with God. Practice Sabbath. Sabbath is baked into God's creation, God's intention for us. That's just the basics. And, you know, you can add to that, but it's regular times of prayer, regular times of getting into the Bible, reading it, studying, meditating on it. Even when it's not in front of you, meditate on it. And regular times of reflection. I already mentioned regular. Coupled with that, let's be intentional. Speed bumps will not happen by happenstance. You have to schedule them and maintain them. Here is another word that is critical in building your speed bumps. Unhurried. This helps to provide quality. Yes, we need our speed bumps. By now, it must be apparent, even if you had not thought of it before. I need speed bumps. You need speed bumps. Notwithstanding, however, they can throw us off if we approach them in the wrong vein, if we don't approach them the right way. Have you ever tried going over a speed bump without slowing down? Yes, that control thing, you'd better hold that wheel. And you also experience a very uncomfortable bump and feel it for the car. Take your time as you approach your spiritual speed bumps. Let's slow down and first savor God's presence as part of our practices, then proceed without haste. Shut the door, or if you're outdoors, go where you will not be interrupted unless God sends someone. Turn off the notifications and so on. In other words, get rid of all distractions. Listen to God. Hear God's heart for the ministry, for the people, for you as you pray for them. Hear what God desires. Hear what God would reveal to you about them so that you can better minister to them and meet their needs. Or rather, so that God can better meet their needs through you. Get direction from God and wisdom to know what to do and say and when to do and say it. Hear and heed God's priorities. Avoid missing people. If you don't do this, you will just have used up time and most likely be anxious during this time. And it will be uncomfortable and maybe even unproductive. Yes, things are ramping up as the school year starts again and life at church picks up. Life is what it is. Ministry is what it is. Some things cannot be changed, but we can deal with them at the right time in the right way when we drink more deeply of God's well, living from God's center through the speed bumps we set up in our lives. Through these, God will renew us and touch our hearts. We will experience God's love afresh and go out and really see the people. We will be concerned about their health and do and say as God leads us so that we are spiritually healthy. We will guard our own lives. We will keep the main thing as the main thing and not get sidetracked chasing rabbit holes. Moreover, we will slow down with regularity to experience God afresh and go forth stronger to do God's will as we minister to God's people and so bring glory to God. Let's hear from Psalm 1. As we wrap up the three reasons as to why you need your speed bumps. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take this path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. It's time for speed bumps that allow that to be real in our lives. Aren't you excited about this? It is time. You need your speed bumps. Now build them. And for our practical tip, take a look at your typical day to ensure that you have your speed bumps in place. If they're not present, build them in. Whether you already have them or are now building them, check and ensure that they are regular, intentional, and unhurried. Thanks again for joining us today. Remember to leave a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe and keep abreast of episodes. If you're listening on iTunes or another podcast platform, the show notes are at the link in the summary. When you live from God's center, you are able to leave behind the stress, frustration, fatigue, and even burnout, and live and serve with confidence, peace, and joy. Remember that. And so, as you go and build the speed bumps, it's time to center and soar. Until the next episode, this is Claire Smith signing out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Living from God Center podcast. Go forth and soar with confidence, peace, and joy in the power of the Triune God.